fail.
Blog Talk Radio.
Perhaps you got COPD. I don't know what your giant is. Perhaps you got your bills are stacked so high you can't even see over them. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody on this line, you got giants all around you. Giants lying on you. Giants trying to defeat you. Giants trying to call you crazy like they trying to call me crazy because they can't understand how God can give me a vision like he's given to me. Yeah, all kind of giants everywhere. Yeah. But Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm going to tell you something. God left the five smooth stones for you. Yeah, for you. He knew you would need the smooth stones to defeat your giants. And no matter what you're going through, God's giving you enough smooth stones to make it out of the trial and tribulation. I know you got tests, but God gave you the smooth stones to make it out of your tests. I know somebody on this line, you will seem like going to the valley of the shadow of death. Oh, yes. And seem like the devil doesn't want you to believe that God's yes. able to bring you out. But may I Amen. Tell you this? May I tell you this?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes. The Lord is able. The Lord is able to bring you
yes,
out all right. I don't care what the devil
yes,
says.
Lord.
He's just a giant trying to defeat you. But God
yes.
lets you live. Let
yes,
your farm smooth
yes.
stone, more smooth
yes.
stone.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
One of the ways you can learn how to praise him.
Learn how to praise the Lord.
Yes, yes.
If you learn how to praise the Lord, I'm telling you, you can get God to let you use your smooth stone to defeat every giant. You a giant slayer, too. You can slay any giant around you.
Yes, you can slay a giant around you.
I'm going to tell y'all this, and I got to close. I want y'all to unmute your line, because y'all got to help me here on this last closing here. I got to tell
you, Lord, the one called the praise.
And one of the bishops said to me, Dr. Johnson, I need you to teach my people because they already know how to do a praise unto God. I said the praise check is to see what level they praise on. See, people who God ain't done nothing for, they don't have a high level of praise. But people who've been through the valley of the shadow of death, and the doctor didn't figure out what's wrong with them, they got a high level of praise because God brought them out all right. And I want you to help me. Defeat giants with that pie, with those four smooth stones you got left. I want you to open your mouth and give God the real praise. I'm going to start praising God in my spirit, and I'm going to have a praise check in just a minute. And when I have a praise check, don't give me no cute praise, because you ain't going through a cute situation. You're going through a war, And when you're going through war, you got to give God a war cry.
Yes.
You got to give him a war cry because it's been good to you. And I want to see what level your praise is on. And somebody on this line ought to be screaming and hollering, thank you, Jesus. Somebody ought to be screaming and hollering, praise the Lord. Somebody ought to be screaming, somebody ought to tell him glory. Are y'all ready to praise the Lord? God has been good to y'all. He said, hallelujah. I'm going to have a praise to God. please forgive me. I repent in the name of Jesus. I repent in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that you're real. I believe that you're real. I open my heart to you. I open my heart to you. I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. I invite you into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. And somebody on the line may pray this prayer. Lord, I rededicate my life this morning. I rededicate my life this morning. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And thank you for restoring me, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Restoring me, Lord.
Thank God. Amen.
Thank God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank God. I didn't really expect to bring a message this morning, but thank God that message. What happened to the four? Now you know what happened to the four. Amen. David used just one of those smooth stones. And God looked into your future and saw you, that you would have some giants too. And he left four smooth stones for your giants. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You got some giants. Use them. Use those four smooth stones that the Lord left. Amen. In that story of Goliath, David and Goliath, and a giant slayer. You're a giant slayer, too. Just remember your faith in defeat of Satan. You got some smooth stones. You got some prayer. That's a smooth stone. You got some faith. That's a smooth stone. You got some love. That love will defeat any giant. That's a smooth stone. Not only that, you got fasting. That's a smooth stone. Oh, my God. Some of y'all know some other smooth stones. You got joy. That's a smooth stone. Any of those fruit of spirit are smooth stones. Take them and defeat your giants, and God will bless you in the name of Jesus. God bless you. I'm finished with this message this morning. God bless you. If there's anybody, I don't know if Dr. Hagen is on the line yet, but she normally tells people how they can be a blessing to our ministry. Are you there, Dr. Hagen?
Amen. Yes, we're here. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Go ahead and give the information. Somebody may want to be a blessing to our ministry. Amen. What happened to the four? Amen.
Yes,
Amen.
Sir.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. Tell them how
we have three ways that you can be a blessing on today. We have the Cash App. We have Walmart to Walmart. And we also have, that's right, the U.S. Postal Service. Hold with me just a moment. Okay, can everybody hear? Can you still hear me?
But the message from wind up being a God is just able. Come on, somebody else.
Good morning. This is Dr. Leola James from North Carolina. I tell you, that was such an awesome word this morning, Chief Johnson. I tell you, I've heard how many times, I'm a little sorry. Have I heard that preach? How many times have I preached it? But it was nothing like this morning. Hallelujah. I thank God for, and then when you got to explaining about the smooth stones, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I got a smooth stone. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
I got ways and the different giants in my life. I said, Lord, cut the head off. I'm telling you, those smooth stones, oh, are so awesome. I said, Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you because even in your message, you hit on some things that I had talked about earlier. And it was like you just reinforced and reemphasized. What I said was like A, and you just went on to B, all the way to Z. I said, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for how God just opened my heart and just, I said, Lord, open my ears. I can hear, open my heart so I can receive, because it's just such an awesome message. I said before, at my age, and I feel like I have not accomplished what I felt God sent me to North Carolina to do. I've had so many negative and walls put up in my way until the point I just said, forget it. You know, God didn't tell me to, but I'm telling you, that was a reinforcement today. I said, Lord, if you told me to do this, you said do it, you got to open the door. You got to move this giant out of my way so I can go forth and do what you say do. And I said, I can defeat that giant. I thought, like David said, when he was a child, I thought about all the, how I went forth as a young person and even in my, what they call middle ages, and I was fearless. I ain't going to wait to get to be a senior citizen and get afraid. This really did something for me. I just thank God for the word. I said, oh, I need to hear him more often. I thank God for you. I do. I thank God for you. I really thank God for you. You've been such an inspiration in my life ever since I met you, and you and your prayers. I can't even tell you how many times you have prayed for me and God and moved in my life. I tell you.
So, thank you, Doctor. Everything. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. He said he will take the foolish things and confound the wise. Who would have thought a smooth would have took down, I'm talking about a giant of a man. I'm telling you, God can get behind anything. Amen. You be thinking you don't have nothing to fight with. And the first thing God want to know, what is that in your hand? He told Moses, what is that in your hand? Stop crying. Stop complaining. Use what you got in your hand. It'll blow with it. God, amen. I'm telling you, talk about the water pops. He said, go get as many as you can. And I declare, if you don't stop bringing the water pops, amen, the water will never stop dripping out. Amen. God will overflow. You would bless and heal overtake. So you won't hold no good thing from them who walk of life. My God, God has to show up and show out, because at the end of the Bible it say we win. Ain't no way, man. I ain't saw nobody. No circumstance or situation where God come up on him and he did not win. He did not rectify the situation. He did not change it. And so we got to believe and take him at his word. If God is for you, can't nothing and nobody be against you. I don't care how big the giant is. Ah, that brother just didn't take him down, but he went there and took his sword and cut his head off with his own sword. Now, that's a bad boy right there.
Yeah.
Somebody else. Come on, somebody else.
Yes. Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Tyson Stills from Baltimore, Georgia. That was my chief ambassador that prayed that Chief Matt Sherman this morning. And I am so grateful and so happy he did it. I would love for him to preach it again, because that was a ringing word that I needed to hear. I have giants in my life that just not trying to leave me alone. But God is blessing me, and I thank him for that. I thank him for having the chief in my life. I was sitting up here, just laying here. I had to sit up in my bed, and I started crying, hands held high, praising the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to the God. I am so grateful for that word. That was a blessing here, and yes, it was on fire. Please, please bring that sermon back again. That's my chief ambassador who did that. That's my prayer.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
For the man of Charlotte, encouraging him to let him know that his work is not in vain. Amen. Yes, sir. You know, when we come to the prayer line, we already know it was in store for us. Amen. Somebody gonna open their mouth, and somebody gonna be blessed. Certainly, we were blessed on this morning. My God, I felt the energy. I felt the enthusiasm. I felt the power. I felt the anointing. I felt the presence of the Lord hanging here on this morning. Come on, somebody. Somebody.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Amen. This is Dr. Lucille Angelo, and I just want to thank the Lord for that word. I really needed it. I thank the Lord for you and Pastor Johnson. I love you and Lady Betty, and all the thankfulness for our line. God bless everyone.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God that you were able to be a part of the line this morning. Amen. You got something to fight with. You got so smooth lot left. Amen. Your head fired, but you had to use one to take down the giant. And so that's the same thing. Remember, the same lock being the same. They come from the same place. They do the same thing. The same God that got behind this one, he'll get behind the next one. So just make sure you use your rocks intelligently. Amen. Don't use them and be like the people with the five lamps. Amen. They are coming, God found them with no, amen, the lamp. Amen, with no oil. You know what I'm saying? Hold your rocks for a particular situation that will occur, and you can reach back and get him. Get your rock and get rid of your giant. Come on, somebody else. Talk about the goodness.
Amen. Praise God. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Truly, I enjoyed the word of God given Chief Ambassador. I was just thinking, my, to be anointed, going to sleep at night and waking up and still anointed and carrying the word of God and just knowing that the word of God is what sustains us. I thought I have to hear the conclusion of the matter. And the matter is that there was four stones left. And I'm telling you, that was something I wanted to hear. It's like, okay, well, what's going to happen with those? Why? What was the purpose for that four smooth stones? So I thank you for sharing that with us, Chief Ambassador, knowing that I'm so glad it was one that was there yet left for me. And there's four more if I need them. So I thank God because I know he used one, but it was some more left. Oh, God, it's good. What a word. What a word. And Jordan, may you continue to be blessed in the Lord. God bless you.
Anybody.
Bless you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you.
Right here, man of God. Anybody else? Anybody else?
Yes, good morning. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Teresa Stills from Trenton, New Jersey. I just want to give honor to God, who's first and foremost in my life. I just want to thank him for waking me up this morning, allowing me to see a day that wasn't promised to me. I want to thank him for this platform. This has been a platform that has blessed so, so many people. And the all-night shut-in, I tell you, it is way different from when I was growing up. You know, I hear the older saints always say, you know, you would go into the church and you would just praise the Lord all night, but you would be in his house. And I'm just so grateful that the Lord has given us a platform where we can praise him all night and do it from the comfort of our homes. And knowing that our bodies are his temples, we are still in his house. And I tell you, this all-night shut-in is one for the records. It started off on last night with us with 1,000 thank yous, and then the youth ambassadors took over and all those that had came throughout the night with their testimonies, and to just have Chief finish it off with a rhema word, it's as if he took each and every something from each person that spoke last night and he put it all together and he just put it in, you know, out there this morning where he had us thanking God and praising God harder and more than we have ever done before, because he allowed us to understand and reveal what it is that we have been fighting the giants in our lives, and the stones are there for us to finish fighting off those giants and having the faith like David did that he can defeat that giant that was way bigger than him. Our trials and tribulations in life are the same. They're way bigger than us, but the faith of the righteous prevaileth much, and those stones are continuing to help us fight them. So I just thank each and every one who participated on last night. It was such an honor to be in and out. The devil tried to stop me. He shut my phone off, then my phone died, but I always got on right when it was meant for me to be on. And I just thank God for it. And Chief, you continue to stay on the wall. You continue to allow the Lord to use you. And I know it's only going to get better. And everyone on this line, under the sound of your voice and your leadership and your tutoring, is going to go up, 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 up and be blessed in the Lord. Back into your hands, Dr. Chris Johnson. And I'm also grateful for you, Dr. Chris. When I hear you speak, I be thinking that I'm listening to an older preacher up here in New Jersey. By the name of Reverend Elder Robinson, my uncle. When he used to preach, I hear you talking, it reminds me of when I was young going to church for him. You have an anointing voice. You have an anointing story. The Lord is going to heal you and bring you through whatever it is that you're fighting health-wise, and you're going to be all right, and you're going to be on this line tearing it up into giving your testimony of how the Lord brought you through. Back into your hands.
Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate you. We appreciate you. The man, amen, amen. I don't even have the words to express my gratitude as to what all he has been to me. You know what I'm saying? I just thank him for the opportunity that we get to exercise our gifts, man. Man, that's priceless. You'd be surprised how many people can't go forward because of people sit on them and don't allow them to exercise their gift. But because the man of God know who he is, know who God has called him to be, ain't concerned about losing nobody, ain't concerned about somebody leaving. Hey, amen. All that foolishness to him. He just preached the gospel. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw it. But amen. He got no problem with nobody. Got a greater learning than this, that, nothing. No, we all come together for one common purpose, and that's to lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, in my conclusion, I'm reminded of the Hebrew boys. When the king said, look like there's three. Then he looked in there again. He said, but then there looked like, I know I threw three in there. But the fourth one looked like the Son of Man. I'm telling you something about the number four. And I got four locks left. And each and every one of them have a name. One for the Father, one for the Son,
hey.
One for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Jesus' name.
Hey. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Again, amen. What an extraordinary a group of people that God has blessed you with to undergird you. Thank First Lady. That goes without saying. It just amazed me that she knows her place and she ain't going to ever get out of her place if she don't even ever say nothing. Amen. God, Lord, that's powerful. That's powerful. That's powerful. Thank you for being who you are in Christ and knowing who you are and amen, and allow the man of God to go forward and to do what God has called him to do. And people don't really realize how difficult that is. And you have a marriage and it's all over the place. The man of God can't seem to do, it can't flow in the supernatural like the man of God flows this morning and carrying on. All that has something to do with who his wife. You'd be surprised. You'd be shocked that the men of God that can't flow because the wife thinks she need to be heard and she need to be seen and she need to be in place and she need to be preaching. And I say, thank God we don't have that problem here. On First Fruit, amen, amen. A lot of times he may have to even ask her to speak, amen. I'm telling you, that says a lot to the testament of who God is in your life. So, man, I thank y'all for being balanced all the way around. And so if we sitting under this type of ministry, if we can't go but up, just like you say, Sister Teresa, Dr. Teresa, we can't go but up, because that's where he's going, up. Every round goes higher, and God is doing something with him in these last days. I'm telling you, he's going to another level. And so it's time that we go to another level, be launched into another dimension. There's so much stuff that God has in store for us. And so we just got to stay connected. We got to stay praying for the man and woman of God. Amen. Keep him lifted up. Keep him covered. Bless their family, bless their children, bless their homes. Because, amen, so he goes, so we go. Amen. The earl, let's flow down from his bed to the street. Amen. That's us. Amen. We get a taste of all of that. And so that's why it's such a blessing to come here in the morning and allow God, amen, amen, to head say amen and giving all us opportunities to do things that we can't do at our own church and our own ministry. So I'm abundantly grateful. Amen to the man that God. I'm always indebted to him. And he never got to worry about me going over. Amen. There was a brother that introduced me to the line, and he left the line. Well, but amen, his loss in my game. Hey, man, anybody else just before I turn it back over to Pastor? I mean, to Dr. Hagin. Man. Amen. Well, thank you all for your comments and encouragement. Amen. The man of God, the ministry, continue to do that. Amen. What you do in secret, God will reward you openly. Call his name, not just when he's on the phone, where he can hear you. Call him when you're in your prayer time. Amen. 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 When you pray, amen, call his name. So back into your hand, Dr. Hagin. Bless you, man of God. Great job.
God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Kiss. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you for, oh, how well you are handled everything this morning. May God forever bless you. And, God is doing some incredible things for you. Yes. And we thank God for answering prayer. Thank God, hallelujah, that by his stripes you are healed. And give our regards to your wife and family. Oh, my goodness. Come on, everybody. Give God praise right now. He is an
incredible
God. Yes, yes. I want to thank you again for that message. That was certainly a superb Rhema message. And I'm telling you, just like Dr. Chris said, we wouldn't. Oh, my Lord, if we needed to all come to Kansas. Lord have mercy. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We give God praise. We want to shift just a little bit for the praise report. I do have a praise report. You were praying for my brother-in-law on yesterday, and as the story goes, he had coded 3 times. But I want you to know, to God be praised. After coding 3 times, he is still here. He's still alive by the grace of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And nobody could do anything but God. But God, and we'll believe in God that he's going to continue to get better, and God's going to bring him forth. So now this is what I need everybody to be praying about, and that is for his kidneys and for his liver. Also for, what is it, that you said, the breathing has already come back. He's already good at the percent level that needs to be for the oxygenation. So right now we just need to believe for the kidneys and the liver. And there was something else. I don't have the notes right in front of me. But as you pray, just ask God to complete the work in him. Every time that they would even put him on the ventilator, I understand he would code, but they was able to put him on it the last time, and he did not code. So, but the praise be to God is that he is still alive. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the other thing that they thought we're not working, God has already fixed that. So that's a good thing. Oh, I remember. It was the edema, but the edema has also gone down, and something else was going on, and that's already been taken care of. That's no longer there. So God is doing some incredible work, and we solicit your prayers to continue to pray for him, and we do believe. She said the Lord told her that this sickness was not unto death, so we're touching and believing God for that too, and I thank God for your prayers, as well as the prayers of all those who've joined in with you. Thank you so much. And that's my praise report. God is doing it. God is doing it. Amen. Amen. So I know some more of you may have a praise report that you'd like to share. And the middle after the praise report, let's go into, that's right, the prayer request, because somebody may need a supernatural miracle. Hallelujah. And God's anointing is right here. Amen. No matter what it looks like, what it feels like, you know, we're not looking at with the natural eye. We're not looking at what we see with the natural eye. We're not hearing what's coming through our natural ears. Even though we're not being ignorant, we're not ignoring what the physicians are saying, because we do believe that God, he does place physicians here. Amen. For the care of his people. And we certainly do want to keep praying for them as well, for the healthcare workers, because right now, they're in quite a place. They're in quite a place. Amen. To God be praised. With all that they're doing to try to save lives. Some of them are really, really trying to save lives. All of them are not trying to be the, you know, the death angels. Hallelujah. Some of them are like they say that they believe in God and they take their oath seriously. They're trying to, you know, bring about what's necessary and then on a daily basis to be cussed out, to be not trusted. Some of the foulest things come out some of the people's mouths when you're trying to help them, even with some of the families, you know, they second guess your strategy. And so we need to continue to cover them, the children of God that are in those positions. A lot of them are giving up. There are hospitals, whether you believe it or not, that are closing down. There are even some places where women have to give birth, and hospitals are no longer there. They have to take their kids, take their pregnant women back home, and you have a midwife to deliver. So it's a lot of things that are going on, and I thank God for this prayer platform, hallelujah, that the Lord will keep, amen, to bring about the prayer ambassadors even way before it happened. So, we're just so grateful. Look, I don't need to talk too much, but here we are right now. Let's get another praise report or two, and then let's open up for some prayer for those who need it. All right? The line is open. Thank you.
Well, like I said, amen, went in for surgery at 10 o'clock on yesterday, 1:30, I was out of there, and my wife was laughing down at me, because she's like, and this is powerful, Chief. They did all of this surgery on me, and I was wide awake, no anesthesia.
My God.
Because my pump function was so low, they couldn't afford to put me to sleep. You know, because there was enough people trying to keep me the heart of it, it created up something that shouldn't have been created. So they were the only thing they would have given me enough just to. But I heard everything they told me, that I would hear everything that's going on in there, and that was, and I felt everything that was going on up in there, man. Amen. For 3.5 hours, man, I was toiling and toiling and howling.
My
and
God, my God.
There was no anesthesia that to go down. And so, man, when I was there, rolling me back to my bed, I was telling my man, telling the guy who was pushing me, like, man, I'm my wife, she be laughing because she's like, man, this dude come out of surgery, talking about he hungry. It's amazing because she always saying, I don't ever look like what I've been through. The doctors and all of that, man, the first 2 days, they thought they were going to put me on a little ankle, whatever you call the name, that I mean, you was on your way out of here, getting ready to be pronounced dead. That's how it was for me for 2 days. And then the next 3 days, when he showed up, he said, man, this guy is amazing. This guy, look. And I've gone through that 3 times. You know, I don't look like what I'm going through. You know, to have a pump function of 10%. Here I am here this morning, man, live and well, doing great, outstanding. Yeah, just an indication to let me know that God ain't through with me yet. You know, and so I don't take that lightly. And so whatever else I have to do, man, the enemy is in trouble. Amen. Every time he attacks me, I'm going to get 10, 11 more folks saved. Hey, I got a plan just like he got a plan.
Yes, Lord.
For all of you all prayers, I mean, you don't even know the fervent and effective prayer of the righteous avail it much.
Yeah,
we can just speak the word. And I'm a living witness that the word works. And thank y'all for working the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Beautiful testimony, Dr. Chris. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else want to say a word before we close? We give me the close, the all-night Chevy, and this. About, well, it's almost 7 o'clock. You got about 11 minutes. You want to say something, it's up to you. Jump in there.
Yes, Chief, I did it. This is Prayer Ambassador Dr. Cullen from Kansas City, Kansas. And I thank the Lord that I was allowed to be the hostess from about 1 o'clock to I think around 5 o'clock this morning. I was the hostess for the line. And I thank the Lord that I was up all night long, and I thank the Lord for the strength that he gave me, and how the Lord blessed that word again. I ask the chief to to preach it again, and it was another rhema word. I know it blessed many, many people all over the world. Keep you being encouraged and stay on the wall. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank the Lord thank for you. All he did all night long. It was wonderful, all night shut in. You're so blessed,
yeah.
So anointed. God bless
thank
you.
God for you.
Back
thank
in
God.
The morning.
Amen. You're such an encourager. You and Dr. Cliff, no, a great encourager. Thank you. In fact, everybody who's spoken, Dr. Steele, that's one of our best members, Dr. Teresa Steeles. Amen. One of our best members. And she lives in New Jersey. Amen. It's like she's right there in Grace and Grace in Kansas City. Amen. We thank God for her. And we don't take her for granted in any form of the way. Amen. Thank God for her, Dr. Teresa Steeles. And happy birthday to her mother. I think her birthday was yesterday. Is that right, Dr. Steele? Are you still there or not? Amen. Your mother had a birthday.
Yes.
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 Please give her our regards. Amen. Happy birthday to her. Amen.
Brother Charles Murphy.
Mm-hmm. Brother Murphy.
How you doing?
You had a birthday too, Brother Murphy?
Oh, no. I was going to ask you, can we pray over this line,
mm-hmm.
and pray for me because about that vision.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because when I mentioned that money, that they will start messing with me and messing with my head, and it's real hard for me to get a job right now because they're starting to mess with me now.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to do that, especially when it comes to that. You start talking about helping folk and giving to people. The enemy doesn't like that. Because he wants to hold all of it for himself. Amen. The love of money is the root or the foundation of Satan's kingdom. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you because you never sleep nor slumber. Does that mean you're still up and present on this line? Yes, it does. It means that, God, you are still present and the anointing is still present on this line. Would you look over Brother Travis Murphy? In the name of Jesus, this man has a heart, Lord, to be a blessing to ministry. And I'm asking you, don't let the enemy block him. But give him the job and the labor and the open doors that will cause him to be able to do exactly what he has spoken of, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, God, you can make a way out of no way. And I'm asking you, Lord, to grant his vision to him in the name of Jesus. Open that up and grant it to him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Didn't you say Jesus? You didn't classify. You said ask anything in your name, and you would do it that the Father may be glorified. God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in your name, Lord, I'm asking you, precious brothers, a vision come to pass. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Lord, in your name, I'm asking in the Son's name, the Son of God, amen, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I'm asking you to bless Brother Travis Murphy and let this vision he's had, Lord, come to pass in such a great way that it would just blow everybody's mind. In Jesus' name. And let us testify about you, how you did it. And give you the glory and give you honor and give you praise. Bless him, Lord. We live in his wildest dreams. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Hey.
And for the glory of God, I pray.
Thank you.
Bless him. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Dr. Cummins, you want to give us our scripture reading?
Yes, sir. Yes, we're in the book of Amos, the sixth, and then we go all the way through to Obadiah, chapter one. It's only one chapter in Obadiah. But the rest of Amos, from six through nine. So,
can I be like some people? Some people would say, you mean Obadiah is a book?
Yes, sir. That is a book in the Bible, Obadiah.
Some people ain't never been back. Obadiah.
Right behind Amos.
Yeah, Amos and Obadiah.
Yes,
all
sir.
Right. Read that and you'll be blessed. Amen, Obadiah.
Amen.
All right, thank God again, the person who really put the all that shit in, shut it together with
this conference has reached its maximum duration and will end in 1 minute.
Dr. Bonita Friesen. She was so instrumental in dealing with y'all. Amen. And anybody who can deal with us, amen, is a blessing in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for Dr. Bonita Friesen. And we held her arms up so she can get some rest and go to school tomorrow, on today. And we certainly appreciate her and don't want to slight her. I want everybody to know that she's the one that God sent us to bless us and coordinate this all night shit here. Amen. And Thursday, I believe. Amen. On tomorrow morning, Friday morning, it's Monday. Amen. I want to take time that you all will get on the line and encourage Dr. Bonita.
Goodbye.